الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila Evils of Society. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will continue with the topic, the misuse of the tongue. But before we continue with this topic, let us listen to a fazilat of Durood-e Paak. Mustafa Jani Rahmat, Shami Bazme Hidayat, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is reported to have said that the person who recites 1,000 times Durood-e Paak upon me will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to a few verses from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O descendants of Adam, did I not take a promise from you that you shall not worship the devil? Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy, and that you shall worship me. This is the straight path. And he has indeed led a large number of you astray. So did you not have sense? This is hell, which you were promised. Enter it this day, the recompensation of your disbelief. This day we will set a seal on your mouths, and their hands will speak out to us, and their feet will bear witness to their deeds.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib. آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد اللہ اکبر رب العلا نے اللہ اکبر رب العلا جس نے سکھایا نام محمد
جس نے سکھایا
نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد
دل کا اجالا
نام محمد ہے یوں تو کثرت سے کثرت سے نام لے کے سب سے پیارا نام محمد سب سے پیارا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی 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 کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا 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 پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا کیا پوچھے گا مولا ہلایا کیا کا میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد اپنی رضا کی قربان جاؤں اپنے رضا کی قربان جاؤں جس نے سکھایا نام محمد جس نے سکھایا نام محمد اپنے جمیلے رضوی کے دل میں اپنے جمیلے رضوی کے دل میں آجا سما جا آقا آجا سما جا آقا آجا سما جا نام محمد آقا اما جا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed the tongue is a very powerful tool of the body. If used correctly, it can be the sweetest thing on earth. But if used incorrectly, it can be the most bitter and the filthiest part of your body. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, writes in his book, The Silent Prince, that all of a sudden, the prince became silent. The king, the ministers, and the other courtiers were astonished as to what had happened that caused him to stop speaking. Everyone tried, but the prince continued to remain silent. Despite the silence, no change occurred in the day-to-day routine of the prince. One day, the silent prince went along with his companions to hunt for birds. Armed with an arrow on his bow, he stood below a bushy tree, searching for some bird inside it. Suddenly, the chirping of a bird was heard from inside a bunch of leaves on the tree. He immediately shot an arrow in the direction of the sound, causing the bird to fall wounded. The silent prince then spontaneously uttered, "As long as the bird was silent, it remained safe. But as soon as it spoke, it became the target of an arrow. And regrettably, as a result of its speaking, I also spoke out." Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat says, "Dear Islamic brothers, this incident might be a fabricated one, but it is an unquestionable fact that a talkative person compels others to speak, wastes his own time and the time of others, occasionally regrets what he says, on many occasions regrets what he has said and has to face many problems. It is a reality that as long as a person remains silent, he remains secured from many difficulties. Somebody, this incident mentioned by Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah about the bird in the tree. As soon as the bird spoke, it gave its location away. And that was the cause for the death of the bird. And that also caused the prince to speak, the silent prince that remained silent for so much, for such a long time. And in today's discussion, we're discussing the misuse of the tongue. And every day we find ourselves in unnecessary conversation, but not only do we engage in unnecessary conversation, we also rope people into our unnecessary conversation. How should we react when we are being roped into such unnecessary conversation?
Ji, MashaAllah Azawajal, a beautiful narration from the booklet of The Silent Prince by Amir al-Sunnah Shaykh Tariqat Dam al-Barakatum Aliyah, basically giving us the direction of Kufr al-Madinah. And this booklet itself, MashaAllah, gives us many narrations about the importance of Kufr al-Madinah, guarding the tongue. Now you're talking about somebody roping us into a conversation. It is almost, sometime in today's time, it is very difficult. When a person comes, first question is asking you, in unnecessary conversations, how was your journey? How was your trip?
How was the taste?
What did you eat? What is the taste of your food? This all leads to unnecessary conversation. And you all, this is a way to rope a person in.
Well, they make a lot of people lying. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you got a guest, and whether he liked the food or he didn't like the food, whether the taste was good or not good, according to his standards, and you're going to ask him, how was the food? Did you like it?
He has to say yes. Very good.
He has to say yes.
Food was very delicious.
Unnecessary question.
Yes.
Leading people to speak lies.
Speak a lie.
This is roping in.
Yes.
This is roping in now. So we are when we, and sometimes we always also stuck in the situation. How is the weather? Everybody knows how is the weather.
You can see first.
Okay. If a person is traveling from example, Madinatul Munawwara and landing in Johannesburg International Airport, how was your journey? Everybody knows the journey is going to be tiring. So everybody asks these basic questions, you know, these are basic questions, but these are the type of questions that lead you to unnecessary talking and to unnecessary or misuse of the tongue. So we have to be intelligent enough and we have to rope them out. They're roping us in.
Yeah.
We have to rope them out by saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, or some beautiful praises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and try to change the topic. You know, change the topic.
Politely.
Politely, beautifully, which brings you into the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, into the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. And that is in our
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, for those of you who listen to Madani Muzakiras, you will find that Amir al-Sunnat discourages Islamic brothers from asking unnecessary questions that will lead, like Mufti Sahib said, towards the Islamic brother lying or trying to make you feel good. You know, he's not entirely truthful.
Like Amir al-Sunnat also gives you, in the same booklet, he speaks about a person called Barham. And he says that this person was seated beneath a tree on the side, and he heard a bird chirping just above him in the tree. And the narration says that he shot the bird down, the bird fell down and died. And then this person, Barham, said, guarding the tongue is beneficial to both human beings and the bird. Guarding the tongue is beneficial for both human beings and the bird. If this bird had taken care in guarding its tongue, meaning not quack quack or making a sound, chick chick, not chirping, just keeping silent, then it would not have been killed. Then Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah also gives four hadith mubarakah just after this narration about the excellence of silence. He says, number one, Beloved Rasul alayhi salam says, the one who remains silent, he got freedom. Number two, silence is the head of all morals, all values. It's the key, it's the head. And number three, silence is the worship of high virtue, of great rewards. And number four, Shaykh al-Tariqah gives the narration, he says that for a person to remain determined or steadfast on silence is better than 60 years worth of ibadah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we said in the introduction, that the tongue is a very powerful tool. If used correctly, it can be the sweetest thing on earth. If we use that same tongue to tell our parents that we love them, then this tongue can be the sweetest thing on earth. But more often than not, when we are angry, when we are upset, then we rattle away with the tongue. But to show appreciation, to say Jazakallah, to say Alhamdulillah, to say Subhanallah, to give thanks to others, to tell your parents, I love you, to tell your Ustad, I love you, those words are very difficult to come out of this tongue. This tongue can be the sweetest thing, but we do not utilize it in a positive way. The same tongue, you know, we read the fazilat of Durood e Pak, that if you utilize this same tongue 1,000 times in one day to recite Durood and Salam upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not die until Allah azza wa jal shows you your place in Jannah. Who of us does not want Jannah, dear viewers of Madani Channel? We all desire Jannah. We all wish for Jannah. Instead of useless talk, use this very same tongue to send durood and salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal, you will get the glad tidings of Jannah in this world while you are alive, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Muftis of this tongue that we have, that very often, you know, especially when we are angry, we utilize the tongue, we want the other person, instead of observing silence, as the Islamic brother says, that silence is better than 60 years of worship. That instead of observing silence, especially at the time of anger, we feel, you know, this desire to say everything that's on our mind.
Well, see, nafs is the greatest associate of shaitan. And things which are regarded as sins and would lead you to hellfire, they are easy for the nafs. And things which are good and you earn sawab, because shaitan doesn't like that, so the friend and the associate of shaitan also doesn't like that. So reading Durood Sharif as you're advising, making zikrullah, using the tongue positively, correctly, it's discouraged by the nafs. So therefore you will find people, they at ease when they backbiting. It's very easy. You don't need to teach anyone how to backbite. They get satisfaction. Gossiping.
They feel good.
Yes. And, you know, talking indecent things. Complaining unnecessarily about other people. Judging them. Undermining people's, you know, characters, assassinating their characters.
So satisfying to the nafs. But why is it so difficult, you know, to use the same tongue to praise other people? You know, we find that, you know, it's so difficult for somebody to tell somebody else, you know, you've done a good job.
You have to go against the nafs. And that's a fight. That's a struggle. So people want easy things. They don't want to have, you know, struggle. Something that's hard. So, using tongue for ibadat, for praising people, as you said, reading Durood Sharif, reading Naat Sharif, recitation of Quran Kareem, that requires some amount of discipline, mind setting. You know, you must start thinking about there's accountability, and you must build up that greed to have some good deeds in your account. Then only you would do. Otherwise, the plain and simple things that everyone does is gossiping, is backbiting, is cracking jokes. And that is actually the order of the day. You know, more nonsense you speak, you know, more favorite you become in the eyes of many people. So, somehow people feel, you know, that person speaks so much and he makes people laugh and he's liked by many, humorous person, liked by many, you know, he got too many friends, he's in the center of the show and every time something happens, you know, let me be like him. So that little temporary glory that he observes by some handful people who are totally careless and heedless about Akhirah becomes an attraction. You know, so person doesn't see the bigger picture. And that little glory that he sees, he says, wow, you know, let me be like him. But if he's mindful and he knows his religion, he knows what's going to happen after you die, then he will see, look, this is nothing. This is just a circus. There's no reality in it. And there's no benefit in it. It's a show.
Yes.
And the show is short-lived and soon coming to an end. Then he will start looking at things which are everlasting. You know, long-term goals. And long-term goals are actually your preparation of Akhirah and the life which you'll have after death, which begins from the grave and then, you know, the day of judgment and accountability and etc. So, there is a lot of deception. You know, as they say, in Urdu they say, har chamakne wali cheez sona nahi hoti. Everything glitters like gold is not necessary that it is gold. It could be another metal that, you know, shines like gold for a while, looks like gold, has resemblance to some extent, but after a few days you're going to see its reality. It's short-lived shine. So, this is what, you know, the pomp and glory that you're seeing in these people who talk too much, crack jokes, make other people laugh, comedians, this and that, it's going to come to an end very soon. Then how many kufr they have committed in their discussions, how many blasphemies they have committed in their conversations. I mean, these people, they're mocking at angels, they're mocking at Jannat, they're mocking at Jahannam. You know, the so many things that they speak which amount to kufr.
And they're so proud to have the title Joker.
And I mean, they're proud in the sense, you know, how shaitan puts in their minds. They say, well, we make people happy. We make people laugh. Life is very stressful. People have got so many worries, business problems, you know, debts, payments, etc. Business not doing well. You know, so stressful. End of the month comes, salaries to be paid, this to be done. You know, we have to pay so many bills. So, you know, there's so many worries that people have. So these jokers or comedians, people who crack jokes, make people laugh, they say, no, we bringing happiness into their lives. Okay, how would that change? Okay, for a while you made them laugh. With that their bills are paid? Or another amount of money will come into their accounts because they laughed for 4 or 5 hours with you? And they became careless about akhirah, heedless totally. After they go from your show, or from your place, or from your company, that sword is still hanging on their heads. So how did you really bring happiness into them? In fact, that happiness will hurt them now more. So it's a deception, totally deception.
Mukti Sahib, now in today's time, it has become professionalism. Jokers.
They joke about Muslim families, they joke about Islam, they joke about Muslim values.
They joke about Salam, they joke about the Quran, they're using these type of things. They put on a topi, they put on a jubba, they put in performance or in position of Salah, and suddenly something, somebody makes them laugh and it's cracking and joking. These are the type of things they bring to entertain the people in order to make money.
Muftisab, now, you know, we're discussing about the use and the misuse of the tongue in this conversation has gone towards joking and how people are entertaining others, and you know, it's either telling lies, sometimes it's uttering words of kufr, as Mufti Sahib said. But did our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam not have a sense of humor?
Sense of humor was there, definitely. That's a part of the character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that sense of humor was so balanced that there was no lie in it. It was always the truth. For example, an old lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she asked, "Will I go to Jannat?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The old ladies will not go to Jannat." So she got worried that it's not my fault that I'm old. Everybody becomes old.
Natural.
It is natural. So then Rasulullah said, before she got so worried, Rasulullah told her, because everyone who will enter Jannah will be young.
Subhanallah.
So it's a sense of humor, and
it has knowledge
and hikmat and truth in it. And these people who are making jokes, they don't know the word truth.
Yeah.
Everything they speak is a lie.
Right.
So you can't call this, you know, a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lying, making stories,
making up things,
and then they talk about, you know, certain people, pick on people, you know. A lot of time they're talking about the president of the country, a certain individual, or certain player, or certain community leader. I mean, they really target, they by name talk about the people. Not in their presence, you know. It's Dil Azari, Ghibat, you know. Yes. So, yes, sometimes false accusations as well. So you can't compare these two.
صلو على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى عليه
وسلم. مفتی صاحب جیسے آپ فرما رہے ہیں کہ یہ لوگ اپنی گفتگو کے ذریعے اور اپنے لطیفوں کے ذریعے لوگوں کو ہنسانے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں، ایک تو وہ اپنی زبان کا یوں سمجھ لیجیے کہ وہ فضول استعمال کر رہے ہیں کہ اس کا کوئی ثواب نہیں ہے، بلکہ بعض تو لطیفے کفریات پر مبنی ہوتے ہیں. تو اب ایک تو وہ اپنی زبان کا غلط استعمال کر رہا ہے، اور جو سن رہے ہیں وہ بھی اس چیز سے بالکل ان کی کوئی توجہ نہیں ہے صرف کہ یہ کیا کیا رہا ہے. اگر وہ کفریات سے بچ رہا ہے تو اب یہ جو ہنس رہے ہیں اس کے کفریات بولنے پر، ان کے بارے میں شریعت ہماری کیا رہنمائی کرتی ہے؟
Well, see, شریعت is very clear that a person who utters a word of kufr, he has indeed committed a kufr. And then the person who heard that kufr, clearly the voice reached to his ears and he understood the meaning, and then he agreed with that. by nodding his head or by any gesture. The hukm of kufr would also be implemented upon that person.
Allah.
So it's a very dangerous, you know, when these type of people who, you know, on the name of comedy or making people laugh, they utter words of kufr and people are sitting there and laughing and they're enjoying it. That gives them pleasure. Actually, when word of kufr is uttered, it is the demand of iman to get upset, not to get happy and laugh. You know, when he hears the word and he understands it, his reaction should, astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. I disassociate myself from this statement. But if he's sitting there, ha 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 ha, wah 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 wah, maza aa gaya, you know. That means he's part of that.
Own that behavior. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this discussion, we understand that some people are selling their tongue. How? By entertaining others, by singing, by telling jokes, comedy shows, etc. And these shows, which you think is food for your soul, may be the reason for you to lose your iman, as was just explained by Mufti Saab. This tongue is a very powerful tool, and I said it before and I'm saying it again. Utilize it for good. And if you have nothing good to say, then rather remain silent, as was explained earlier on by our Muballighin. This tongue of ours, like the entire creation of human beings, is there for a purpose. We need to communicate with each other, being social beings. Animals have different means of communication. And those khususi Islamic brothers, they have sign language. The Nabina, the blind Islamic brothers, they have braille. They use their sense of touch. And also they can obviously speak because they are able to. But the idea here is that, you know, it must be utilized for the purpose that we have been created for. And we are utilizing this tongue for everything but that purpose. Some words are magic. Some words are magic. This tongue can create magic. This tongue can mesmerize people. It depends how you use it. How beautiful it would be, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that if we utilize this tongue in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the satisfaction of the heart.
Look at, in this age and time, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, how is he using his tongue? And he used this tongue to reform Muslim society. Millions of people, especially youngsters, they became pious. They turned towards masajid, adopt taqwa, started wearing beards, amama sharif, became punctual with namaz, respectful towards parents and other responsibilities and duties, became conscious about halal risk and haram and etc. It's a magic of the tongue. You know, and on the other hand, you will find some people, their whole life they spend joking.
Yes. No.
Entertaining others, and just for the pleasure of nafs.
They have forgotten those people. How many people remember the comedians of the past? Everybody knows the current comedians that are on show. They're gone. But everybody knows Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala. People are remembering and celebrating the Urs of Khwaja Moinuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullah. People are singing the praises of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah. And in this day and age, people are singing the praises of Amir Ahl Sunnah. because they utilize their tongue, they utilize their pen, they even utilize their gestures, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, when people come and make mulaqat of Amir al-Sunnat, even if he remains silent, his gesture gives, because, you know, communication is not only about talking. Communication is, you know, the person that is, you know, wants to communicate, he encodes a message. And that message is decoded by the person who is communicating to. Right? But just by the gesture, either the smile of Amir al-Sunnat, you know, the hug of Amir al-Sunnat, you know, the tapping on the back of Amir al-Sunnat, those gestures, that level of communication, that when an Islamic brother, every Islamic brother has this feeling, that Amir al-Sunnat loves me the most. Because of the correct utilization of not just the tongue, but even his other parts of his body, you know, that passes this message.
The special infani koshish. As in, like, action speaks louder than words.
Louder than words. And but when he utilizes his tongue, when Amir al-Sunnat utilizes his tongue as well, we find that, you know, there is no negative connotation to it. You know, it's always positive communication, positive talking. And if you find, you know, even in the mahol of Dawat Islami, you know, even amongst the zimmedaran, we find that, you know, Islamic brothers, you know, are encouraged to compliment their matahad Islamic brothers, you know, to give credit to their matahad Islamic brothers, you know, their subordinates that are working under them in a specific department or whatever it may be. And this complimenting, this encouragement, these words of encouragement, you'll find that the result is much greater. If you use this tongue to insult somebody, you know, if, for example, you know, if somebody has done something wrong, you know, he knows he's done something wrong. Now, if you're going to now add to that, he's already feeling bad, you're going to add to that, what is wrong with you?
Why
did you do that? He already knows he's done something wrong, you know. So, instead of using those harsh words, use words that will penetrate his heart so much so that he'll never repeat that mistake and he'll still feel good about it.
MashaAllah, you talked about Amir al-Sunnat. He is the great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give us Kufle Madina for the sake of Amir al-Sunnah. So there is another narration which is very beautiful. حضرت سیدنا حسن بصری رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ فرماتے ہیں, لوگوں میں مشہور تھا کہ عقل مند کی زبان اس کے دل کے پیچھے ہوتی, عقل مند کی زبان اس کے دل کے پیچھے ہوتی, وہ بات کرنے سے پہلے اپنے دل سے رجوع کرتا ہے, اپنے دل سے پوچھتا ہے یہ بات کرنی ہے نہیں کرنی, اور کرتا ہے کہوں نہ کہوں, اگر مفید ہوتی ہے تو کہتا ہے, if it is beneficial then he speaks.
اللہ
مفید ہوتی ہے تو کہتا,
پہلے تو لو,
ہاں پہلے تو لو بعد میں بولو. ایز وی لرن فار مدنی ماحول, افل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاءاللہ. نہیں مفید ہوتی ہے تو کہتا, ورنہ چپ رہتا. اللہ اکبر. جبکہ بے وقوف کی زبان اس کے دل کے آگے ہوتی, بے وقوف کی زبان اس کے دل کے آگے ہوتی, کہ ادھر یعنی دل کی طرف رجوع کرنے کی نوبت ہی نہیں آتی, بس جو زبان پر آتا ہے کہہ دیتا. اور بعض اوقات ایسا ہوتا ہے, اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین بھی اس سے ایگری کریں گے, کہ جس کو زیادہ بولنے کی عادت ہوتی نا, وہ بعض اوقات زیادہ بولنے کی وجہ سے جب غلط بول جاتا تو پچھتاتا ہے, کاش میں نہ بولتا, کاش میں یہ بات نہ کرتا, مگر اب چونکہ نکل گئی نا, تیر نکل گیا کمان سے, تیر کمان سے نکل گیا واپس نہیں آتا. تو بس یہ اللہ ہمیں مدنی ماحول کا صدقہ قفل مدینہ عطا فرمائے.
آمین آمین.
اللہ امیر علیہ سنت کے قفل مدینہ کا صدقہ ہمیں اپنی زبان پر قفل مدینہ لگانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
آمین آمین آمین. قفل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل,
سر پہ امام
سجا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل,
رخ پہ داری
سجی رہے گی
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل,
حیا سے نظریں
جھکی رہیں گی
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل.
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard many Madani pools regarding the use and the misuse of the tongue. Let us make a firm intention that from today on, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will utilize our tongue for good. We will utilize our tongue to recite the Holy Quran, inshaAllah. We will utilize our tongue to recite Naati Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. We will utilize our tongue to thank our parents, to express our love to our parents, to express our gratitude to others. We will not utilize our tongue for lying, for cheating, for backbiting, for tale-telling, etc. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بولو بعد میں بولو. As we learn from Madani Mahol, قفل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاءاللہ. وہ نہیں مفید ہوتی ہے تو کہتا, ورنہ چپ رہتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. جبکہ بے وقوف کی زبان اس کے دل کے آگے ہوتی, بے وقوف کی زبان اس کے دل کے آگے ہوتی کہ ادھر یعنی دل کی طرف رجوع کرنے کی نوبت ہی نہیں آتی, بس جو زبان پر آتا کہہ دیتا. اور بعض اوقات ایسا ہوتا ہے, اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین بھی اس سے ایگری کریں گے کہ جس کو زیادہ بولنے کی عادت ہوتی نا, وہ بعض اوقات زیادہ بولنے کی وجہ سے جب غلط بول جاتا تو پچھتاتا ہے, کاش میں نہ بولتا, کاش میں یہ بات نہ کرتا. مگر اب چونکہ نکل گئی نا, تیر نکل گیا کمان سے, تیر کمان سے نکل گیا, واپس نہیں آتا. تو بس یہ اللہ ہمیں مدنی ماحول کا صدقہ قفل مدینہ عطا فرمائے.
آمین آمین.
اللہ امیر علیہ سنت کے قفل مدینہ کا صدقہ ہمیں اپنی زبان پر قفل مدینہ لگانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
آمین آمین آمین. قفل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ,
عز و جل
سر پہ امام
سجا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ,
عز و جل
رخ پہ داری
سجی رہے گی
انشاء اللہ,
عز و جل
حیا سے نظریں
جھکی رہیں گی
انشاء اللہ,
عز و جل.
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard many Madani pools regarding the use and the misuse of the tongue. Let us make a firm intention that from today on, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will utilize our tongue for good. We will utilize our tongue to recite the Holy Quran, inshallah. We will utilize our tongue to recite Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will utilize our tongue to thank our parents, to express our love to our parents, to express our gratitude to others. We will not utilize our tongue for lying, for cheating, for backbiting, for tale-telling, etc. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.